Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
FOMO, man. FOMO can get you when you least expect it. And that's my first confession. I never watch preseason NBA, ever. Ever. It's worse than the NFL. I'd rather see what they're...
What's the difference between NBA preseason and NFL preseason? Nothing.
NBA preseason, you get the starters longer.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
No, you do get starters.
That's true.
But...
I thought that's what we was here for.
I'm all about rotations and what they're going to be doing and how they're going to implement this player versus that player. I don't care about preseason NBA. But I checked in on it last night.
Oh, is that because of me?
I think it was the Reggie Atitula effect.
He got me too, man.
He really?
You got me with the WNBA.
Oh, okay. I got you.
First game of the finals.
I've often said I was a trendsetter.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I doing?
I'm missing something. Yeah. Apparently, I was missing a good game.
Yeah, you were missing a good game. Sometimes you're not missing. Sometimes I'm just a sicko and I enjoy these things. So
I think you can overinterpret preseason NBA.
Sure, which I might be doing.
Have you been on Rockets Twitter?
Oh, yeah. They overinterpret everything.
Man.
Yeah. Everything. But I'm like, I'm watching this, and I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I watching this? But, yeah.
The good thing is, if they doing good, you be like, yeah, see?
See, that's the waste.
If they doing bad, then, guys, just relax.
It's
just preseason, guys.
Yeah. Got me.
Quit overreacting.
That's the beauty of it,
He got
right?
me.
It, hope springs eternal at the start of a season, don't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. Well, it was fun.
Watch this.
Shout out to everybody in Houston and I mean generally in Texas. This cold front came through.
How about that?
Cold front came through.
A little frisky.
It is currently like 65 out with a high of 72. Mm-hmm. Like it is. If you are watching on the YouTube or the Twitch, you will see that I got my nice orange. You mentioned WNBA hoodie that feels like your favorite aunt giving you a hug.
Yeah.
So it's nice and you know you get an opportunity to do that. I know a lot of people are appreciating this weather.
Mm-hmm.
But I am such a sicko.
How's that?
Maybe a child that's used to playing outside in 100 degree weather and jeans, but I'd still take yesterday's 97
oh, for sure.
Today's 73 every day.
It's nice.
Really?
Now, hold on.
Wait a minute.
It is nice time you get a cold front.
I know, right?
The first time you get a cold front, I appreciate it.
I know,
you take 95
right?
over 72?
I would.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I understand that. I am not well.
I'm with you.
Look, now, of course, not if it was a different 72, this one in particular where it was like really, it's really still been a brisk 60s and mm-hmm. it's mid 60s for most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's more of like this, the highest 73 or 72 or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always love the first cold front.
But then after a while, I'm like, nah, give me
to 95. To me, this is perfect weather because I'm a hoodie guy. I love wearing hoodies.
Yeah.
I can't wear a hoodie in 95 degrees.
Fair. Yeah.
But this one, like if I could put a hoodie on, like I'll take this weather.
No. I don't think you understand. I understand. You're in the majority.
Yeah.
Most people agree with you.
Yeah.
And honestly, I would say y'all are the same ones.
Mm-hmm. And you can,
I'm not.
And you can kind of go both ways, though. Like I ain't wear a hoodie. I just wore a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like I could get away with that in 72 or I could wear a hoodie in 72.
Yes.
But I would take this over 95, man.
Some like it hot. I am a part of that some. And I recognize all of the issues that we're dealing with weather and such
over time.
I think y'all just being from Texas, y'all spoiled.
That's right.
Yes.
72
absolutely.
Is perfect, man.
And spoiled isn't even the word that I would use. But I am in that place where I realized that this morning as I was walking away.
Like, we can't complain about 72.
No, absolutely.
Oh, God,
I'm not complaining.
Yeah,
no, this is great. I just personally would agree with warmer, even.
Watch this. My
so this morning when I woke up, I usually check my phone to kind of see, you know, what the hell everybody talking about. Didn't even realize that BET Hip Hop Awards was on last night.
Why are they doing that in the middle of the week?
I have no idea.
What happened to Sunday?
Hey, to make things worse, people were crapping on the BET the Hip Hop Awards so bad. They even mentioned how I guess they didn't have it in like a venue or arena. They say it was in a club.
What?
Gross.
It was in a club. It was no BET ciphers, and that's the one thing the hip hop the hip hop awards is known for, is the BET ciphers, where you got rapping and, you know, cipher rapping. It was none of that, and it was actually in a club in Vegas, as far like bottle service and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was barely celebrities there, reportedly on.
Well, that sounds like a program that's dying. To me,
it sounds like they need a little money.
Yeah, sounds like a program. Nah, dying.
I felt sad, and I didn't even feel pressure to try to go back to see what happened.
Yeah,
it was bad, man.
That's sad. Well,
watch this.
Yeah.
These are my confessions.
Call me old.
Okay, you're old. You're old. Now what?
I don't care.
Okay,
those strobe lights that are sweeping.
Sweeping
the nation.
Boo this man.
Every time a home college football team scores a touchdown, that is so irritating when you're watching on TV.
Boo this man.
Have you noticed this, Figgy?
Boo
like it
this
goes
man.
Dark and then strobe and then dark. I'm like, dude, I get it. You know, you want it's for the fans in the stadium, but there are millions of people watching TV.
Boo this man.
Millions of people. That is so. And I cannot be the only person that gets irritated by those strobe lights.
And all of y'all are wrong together.
I don't get irritated from it. Oh. It don't bother me. And you got some teams in the NFL that do that when they score, go black.
It's mostly a college thing. Is it? Are there NFL teams?
I'm trying to think. I don't know
if the Ravens do
but,
that.
But, dude, it's rampant in college football.
Yeah, not every team, but a couple teams.
Those night games, especially, like we were watching,
for sure.
And then they turn it dark and light, and I'm like, dude, I just want to watch this, you know, celebration, whatever.
You acknowledge the reason why this happens, because it's cool as hell in the stadium.
Yes, but.
And when it comes to the lights, they worry about the stadium
experience.
That's 70,000 people.
They ain't worried
about. Maybe 100,000 people.
That's a lot of people to be.
7 million people watch that, I believe.
They
that
don't work
Oregon,
for the TV
Ohio
people.
State game.
They don't work for the TV
hey,
people.
Hey, we ain't worried
Where
about.
Do they, where's their bread buttered?
Hey.
They don't work for the TV people.
They ain't worried about your old ass.
You still watching the game.
Give it up, old man.
Honestly, once that ball crossed the goal line, yeah. You looked at your phone anyways. You weren't even still looking at it.
I was, because it's irritating as hell. Like, there were 7 million people watching saying, come on, man.
You be all right.
Come on, man.
8-3-2 mentioned they do it in baseball, too. That is correct.
They
and
did.
I have a strong
Astros,
feeling.
Astros, when they hit a home run, well. Yeah.
Those strobe lights are so.
And I bet it's fun as hell in the arena. And you know what? In the arena, in the stadium.
If I'm in the arena, I would appreciate it.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I think that's the part that matters, because you enjoy the broadcast if they hype in there. So do the things to get the people
hyped. You can be
hyped
without the stupid, irritating strobe lights.
So you want it just bright as ever. Nothing
yes,
happening.
Absolutely. Do it during introductions. I'm good with that.
He said his glasses can't handle that on and off.
My cataracts.
You know what? He really is old, because it sounds a lot like in or out. But don't be opening my door and letting all my AC out.
That ain't an old thing.
Or why they got the music so loud.
I guarantee you.
Figgy, cut the music down.
No, that's a homeowner thing. Figgy, you're going to be doing that next week. Hey, close the door. Letting all the air conditioning out.
I don't pay the air conditioning.
Yes,
the neighborhood.
That's not an old thing.
It's not running in and out, running up my light.
That's right.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Lopez mentioned that I did indeed attend Rockets Pels last night at Toyota Center. And I mentioned this when we talked to Spo earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Watching Reed Sheppard in person is different. And for one, like, just, you know, his sense on the court was cool. He gave us a dunk, which was cool. And that also leads to his confession, which is, he is about to be super fan favorite, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he is about to be super fan favorite. Them 15 jerseys are going to be everywhere.
He checks all the boxes.
Yes, he sure does. Yes, he sure does. He's fun. He's scrappy. He gives you highlights. He has confidence. Like, mm-hmm. He brought the ball down one time. And, like, early on in the shot clock, drives right to the free throw line mm-hmm. and pulls up and jumper. And I'm like, oh. It's like that. And yes, apparently it is like that.
Yeah.
In addition to looking the part. So shout out to Reed Sheppard. And I look forward to you being the fan favorite of fan favorites for at the very, very least the next couple of years.
100%.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So former President Jimmy Carter just turned 100 years old on October the 1st. And they showed a video of his family. I guess it was his family pretty much rolled him out.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta confess, I will fight all of my family if y'all roll me out of bed like that, man. Hey, salute to him for getting to 100 years old. That's probably a goal for anybody to maybe make it to 100.
Mm-hmm.
But man, don't show me off like that, man. I don't never want to go out like that.
At least this is so bad.
Look, like I said, salute to him.
Here it comes. It came into my mind.
I never want to.
So I'm gonna say it.
All right.
At least close his mouth. He was lying there with his mouth open. I get it. I think he wanted to go vote, right? I seen something like that.
I don't know if that's true.
He was
true
on
or
a
not.
Stretcher.
Yeah.
Reggie's so uncomfortable right now.
Look, I'm
gonna look at the camera to talk to my family, man.
Oh wow, direct to the camera.
Don't let me go out like this, man. Pull the plug.
Wow.
If I get that bad, pull the plug.
That man did an audio DNR right here on In the Loop. That's crazy.
I don't know, man.
Nah.
Look, salute to him.
Yes.
Salute, but I don't ever want to go out like that.
You have anything
man.
To say, Reggie? It was just a thought. Like if I'm laying on a stretcher and my mouth is agape, at least close my mouth.
So
just show an old picture of me, man.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
say I'm still here. don't put me out in public like that, man. I'm saying that right now as a 36-year-old guy.
Yeah.
If I ever make it to that age and look like I'm in rough shape, mm-hmm. don't put me out there like that.
Honestly,
man.
I thought you were gonna go the entire way where you were like, if I'm you know living like that, just go ahead and let me go.
Yeah.
Hey, no, I'm down with that too.
Yeah.
I'm down with that too, man. He lived a great life.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. I think I'll stop.
Thank you. Excellent. That's wonderful. 713 that said Jerry Jones ain't too far off that old man. And first of all, like 20 years, and second of all, I'm pretty sure Jerry Jones won't die until that. Jerry Jones, he lives such a life. I think he drinks exclusively Johnny Walker Blue,
mm-hmm.
and still out here kicking. I don't know that he has the habits of somebody that I anticipate lived long, and yet still here he is.
Yep.
So shout out to that. Yes, Figgy is indeed 36. You're 36!
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you? No? Okay, no, I'll show you in a break. Yeah. It's cool. But there you go. Those are our lunchtime confessions here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Coming up next, let's do a little bit of NFL overreaction or not for week 6. We'll do that next.